And hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, we're having great fun this week, looking into the various designations of the gospel. We've discovered it's called the gospel of God, and it's the gospel of Christ, and it's the gospel of God's Son. And today we discover in Acts 20:24 that it's called the gospel of the grace of God. Did you know that the reason I'm talking to you today is that we have a message of grace to be received and to be believed? Why is this the gospel that we preach? Why is it good news? Why is it about grace? Well, you know, when it calls itself the grace of God, the gospel of the grace of God, it's showing us that there is absolutely no room whatsoever for any human merit. It brushes away all man's pretension at any kind of goodness or anything in him, in us, that deserves favor from God. The only thing that we can deserve from God, being that we're sinners, the only thing we can deserve or even expect is judgment and death. But the gospel comes in, and it's called the gospel of the grace of God, or the gospel of grace. And grace is God's free, unmerited favor to those who deserve the very opposite. Oh, yes, it's the difference between oil and water. And let me tell you, they don't mix like oil and water. You know, I've heard or I've read of people illustrating. Here's an old story. I'll illustrate what I'm saying. There's two theologians sitting in the book. That wouldn't work. That's a boat they're sitting on and are in, and they're arguing about whether you're saved by faith or whether you're saved by works, and they're arguing back and forward, and the boatman, he's listening very intently, and he says, "Fellas," he says, "I'll illustrate that for you. I've here got in my hands two oars. Look, if I pull this oar this way, oh, the boat goes this way. If I pull the oar the other way, oh, it goes that way. And if we just sit like that with either one, and we just go in circles. But if we pull them both together, we get to the shore." And they said, "Isn't that great?" And they went and preached that as an illustration about how you're saved with a mixture of faith and works. And that way the boat doesn't go round and round. What a load of nonsense. Listen, we're not in a rowboat. We're not rowing to heaven. We are being taken to heaven on the shoulders of the shepherd of the sheep, the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's he who died. It is he who has made an atonement for our sins. In him we have redemption. He is our redemption. He is our hope. Christ and Christ alone must save us. And if you're depending on your works, then you're not depending on his mercy and his grace. Won't you come to him, rest on him, be at peace, and receive forgiveness of your sins, and he'll forgive you. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. Miles loves to hear from you, and our address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or in Europe, P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.